Amei Shono Shaisa Sinakusham Lishama Velono Bishes Aponim Kesaba Ishamudois Hatel Yahyos Nahoshma. The next Kina is Kina Chof Aleph. Is Arze Halavono in Adire Hatayra. This is the Kina that describes the killing of the Asara Harige Malchus. And the killing of the Asura Haruge Malchus, even though that it says in the one big kinna, described the Slichus Hayim Kippur, but it wasn't something that happened all at once. The Asura Haruge Malchus were killed over a period of close to 100 years. And state that the Asara Haruge Malchus that was an oynish keneged the Aveira of Mechiras Yosef. The Meshech Chochma describes, says of Pshat, the davening of Yom Kippur. We say in the davening of Yom Kippur, Umachalon Leshifte Yeshurun. We refer to Klal Yisrael, that Ibishta forgives Klal Yisrael, the Shifte Yeshurim. Zok the Meshech Chochma, that the Aveira of Mechiras Yosef, the Aveira of the Shvatim, that they sold Yosef, that was the source of all the Aveiras Ben Odom Lachaveira that Klal Yisrael eventually were over. That means that if the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev, because of Sinas Chino, if the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev because of Averis Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, the source of those Averis was the Avera of Mechiras Yosef. And the Oynish of the Avera of Mechiras Yosef was the killing of the Asara Haruge Malchus. That they were instead of the Asara Shvatim. The Kina over here says, goes to its describe how they killed Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol asked permission to cry over the killing of Rabbi Shimon. And it seems like they cut off, it says, Poshat Savoroi, Uvacha, Kenigzor Gzeira. They cut off Rabbi Shimon's head. Not Al Roishoi, Unasonai Al Arkavoisov. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol took Rabbi Shimon's head and he put it on his knees. Menoira Hatahira, Som Einov, Upiv, Alpiv, Ba'av, Ogamura. He put his eyes on his eyes and his mouth on his mouth with tremendous love. Ona v'omar, peh ha-mizgaber ba-teira, a mouth that used to be mizgaber in teira. How could it be pisayim niknes ha-olam misa v'shuna v'chamura? The reason why Rav Shimon was referred to menoira ha-tahira is because a Talmud Chacham is referred to as the light, the guiding light of a door. But the one thing that was said by Rav Yashiv Luvaya, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, said over a word for Rav Yashiv. He said, we all know the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says, Haroitza Lahachkim Yadrim. A person that wants to become smart in Torah, he should face the menorah. The menorah is in Doron. The menorah, the keli in the Beis Hamikdash of the menorah, that was the keli, that was the source, the hashpah of Chochmah and Klal Yisrael, the hashpah of Torah, of Chochmah Satorah and Klal Yisrael. That was the menorah. All the Chochmah came through that tzinor came through that channel of going through the menorah, and if someone wants to be zoicha to have the hashpa, he has to be yadrim, he has to face that side, the side of the menorah. But Rabbi Yashiv gezocht that the reason why over here he's referred to menorah, not only is he the guiding light, but he's the source of all the hashpa of chachma. He's the menorah hatahira. And I heard that a hesped over here, Miss Medish Elyon, and a hookup from Rabbi David Kain Shlita. And he went to expound on this. Sometimes we find that a gadol is referred to as Aroin Elikim. When a gadol is nifta, and Rebbe was nifta, it says Nishba Aroin Elikim. And he explained that the Aroin Elikim is when the Chachma permeates the person, goes into the person, and the whole person becomes one big Chetza of Torah. But over here, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was taking Rabbi Shimon's head. He was only taking his Rosh. The Rosh, the Mokar of Chachma. The Rosh is the place that the Chachma comes in, and from there it goes to the lave. From there it goes to the whole person, and it has Hashpa and changes over the person until the person becomes an Aroin Elikim. But over here, since Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was taking Rabbi Shimon's head, that's why not al roishoy on the son al arkavoysov, and refer to it as menorah hatahira. Chazal tell us that shkula misa tzadikim kisreifas beis alikenu, that when tzadikim anifta, it's shkula kisreifas beis alikenu, and that's why we say the Arzei Halavonin on Tisha B'Av, Shkula Kisreivas Beis Alekeinu. And just like the Sreivas Beis Alekeinu, we said yesterday, Beis Alekeinu is a way, the Meshech Chochma says it, the Maral says it, Beis Alekeinu is supposed to unite Klal Yisrael. All Klal Yisrael face one place, and that's Mechavim as Libom, to one place. So too, one manig, one godel, is supposed to unite Klal Yisrael. And the same way that when Klal Yisrael is not worthy of being united, when Klal Yisrael does not use the Beis HaMikdash to unite themselves, and then Nichshal and Sinas Chinam, so too, and the Beis HaMikdash is chorev because of that, so too, Shkula Misa Tzadikim, that are supposed to also unite Klal Yisrael, is a result of the same Aveira, the same Oynish, as Sreifas Beis HaLekeinu.